From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
's broadcast, daily COVID-19 cases reach a new high to exceed 16,000, multiplying by more than three times from 2 weeks ago. North Korea says it successfully conducted test launches of long-range cruise missiles and surface-to-surface tactical guided missiles this week. And the ruling and opposition parties continue to wrangle over presidential candidate debates. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. Daily COVID-19 cases climbed over 16,000 to hit a new high on Friday amid the rapid spread of the highly transmissible Omicron variant. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said 16,096 cases were registered throughout Thursday, including 202 cases from overseas. The daily tally jumped by over 1,500 from a day ago. From a week ago, it is up by 9,300 and is 3.5 times more than 2 weeks ago. It remains above 10,000 for the third straight day ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday. Despite the spike in infections, the number of critical cases fell by 34 to 316, remaining in the 300s for the fourth straight day. The number of critical cases and deaths, however, could rise in 2 or 3 weeks. 24 people died of the virus on Thursday. With daily COVID-19 cases still over 10,000 amid a new wave sparked by the Omicron variant, the government will begin providing both PCR and rapid antigen tests on Saturday before priority-based testing takes effect. According to health authorities, starting next Thursday, those not considered to be at high risk for infection will first be offered a rapid antigen test. If they test positive, they will then receive a PCR test. Testing can be done at over 400 private clinics specializing in respiratory diseases that volunteered to participate. They can also prescribe treatment pills. The government is in talks with the medical community to increase participation by around 1,000 additional clinics. As for an expected rise in patients receiving at-home treatment, the government is seeking to expand participation of private clinics to monitor the patients. The COVID-19 vaccine by Novavax will be rolled out from mid-February. The State Vaccine Task Force said Friday that preparations were going smoothly to begin the administration of the protein-based vaccine produced by local firm SK Bioscience. The vaccine is distributed in disposable syringes containing one dose each for those who are aged 18 or older. The two doses have an interval of 21 days. North Korea has confirmed test launches of long-range cruise missiles and surface-to-surface tactical guided missiles this week. The North's official Korean Central News Agency said Friday that the Academy of National Defense Science carried out the test launches to update the long-range cruise missile system and ensure the power of conventional warheads for surface-to-surface tactical guided missiles on Tuesday and Thursday, respectively. The KCNA said the two tactical guided missiles precisely hit an island target. It also said the two long-range cruise missiles launched on Tuesday flew for 2 hours and 35 minutes and hit the target island 1,800 kilometers away. Thursday's test launch was the North's sixth provocation this year. The international community expressed concern over North Korea's repeated missile launches. United Nations Secretary General spokesperson Stefan Dujarric said on Thursday that the North's repeated ballistic missile launches have become a great concern for the international community. He then called for a resumption of diplomatic talks on the regime's verifiable denuclearization. The European Union also expressed concern, with the European External Action Service spokesperson saying the launches are a threat to international and regional peace and security. The spokesperson urged Pyongyang to fully comply with its obligations under relevant UN Security Council resolutions and to cease destabilizing actions while responding constructively to the U.S. and South Korea's push to resume dialogue. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said the North's latest provocation was discussed during a phone conversation between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Chinese State Councilor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi on Wednesday. The spokesperson added that Washington has consistently urged Beijing to constructively use its influence over ally Pyongyang to achieve the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The ruling and main opposition parties on Friday continued to wrangle over presidential candidate debates. The main opposition People Power Party said it will participate in a four-way televised debate involving two minor party candidates on Thursday, only if the ruling Democratic Party agrees to a one-on-one debate on Monday. This comes after the DP urged the PPP to agree to both the two-way debate and the four-way debate involving People's Party's An Chol-soo and Justice Party's Shim Sang-jung on Monday. The top three over-the-air broadcasters, KBS, NBC, and SBS, earlier proposed two rounds of the four-way debate for Monday and Thursday. The PPP wants the four-way debate to be held on Thursday following the two-way discourse. Meanwhile, Shim criticized the possible debate among the two major parties as a violation of the election law, while An called it a repudiation of democracy. The nation witnessed a rise in industrial output and consumption, as well as investment last year, the first triple rise in 4 years. Statistics Korea said on Friday that the index of the nation's overall industrial production came to 112.5 in 2021, up 4.8% from a year earlier. It marks the largest growth in 11 years since 2010, when it rose 6.5%. The jump is due to the base effect of a contraction of the previous year, as well as a recovery in the economy. In December last year, industrial output increased 1.8% on month. South Korea defeated Lebanon 1-0 in a World Cup qualifier on Thursday, moving closer to securing its berth for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. Cho Kyu-sung scored the sole goal in the first half of the Group A match of the final Asian qualifying round for the 2022 FIFA World Cup at Saida International Stadium in Sidon, Lebanon. With the victory, South Korea has secured 17 points total with 5 wins and 2 draws, keeping second place in Group A. The top two in each of Asia's two groups are guaranteed to advance to the World Cup, and South Korea is almost certain to win the berth as it is ahead of the third-placed United Arab Emirates by 8 points. Iran confirmed its top spot after beating Iraq 1-0 in Tehran. South Korea will go up against fourth-placed Syria on Tuesday in Dubai. If it wins the game, it will secure its ticket to the World Cup. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 48.85 points, or 1.87% on Friday, closing the week at 2,663.34. The main bourse slipped below 2,600 points for the first time in 14 months shortly after opening, but rebounded as investors bought oversold stocks, ending up for the first time in 6 days. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also gained, adding 23.64 points, or 2.87%, to close at 872.87. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.